Well, John, we said in the pre-match preview today, Durham needed three things really today: a bit of tenacity, a bit of courage, and a little bit of luck. And you've had it all, haven't you? Particularly the courage and the tenacity.
Yeah, we've had a lot of tenacity and a lot of courage actually to get through 6.5 hours there. Lost the 5 wickets through the day and made 350 runs as a group. So, we needed a good day. We were quite a long way behind the game starting this morning, but we've managed to fight ourselves back into position where, you know, we've going to set them a real stiff target on the fourth innings.
That first sort of half hour this morning, pressure keg cricket. I mean, Keaton Jennings resumed his overnight score of 46. I think it was 35 minutes before he got a run today. And then there was the run out with Richardson after he'd survived a corker of a delivery for Patterson. But thankfully, Keaton Jennings was able to regroup, and fantastic partnership with Paul Collingwood batting with a really badly injured thumb as well.
Yeah, Keats isn't the kind of guy who's going to get too upset about going through a period of not scoring. He'll take that quite comfortably, and he knows that if he hangs in there long enough, he'll get his bad balls and he'll put them away. So he's got a good mentality for that type of attritional cricket, I suppose, if you like. They did come at us quite hard this morning, which is to be expected. The bowlers have been fresh and they wanted to make an impact while we were still behind their score. We really wanted to try and get through that first session without losing one, because we knew we'd probably be about 40 or 50 ahead by that stage. And if we still had 7 wickets left, then, you know, we weren't far off putting them under a little bit of pressure. Only losing the one was good. That gave us a chance to build on. And then obviously that partnership between Collingwood and Keaton started to make them see that actually they weren't the only side in the game.
They call Paul Collingwood Captain Courageous. He clearly was in a lot of pain. I mean, there was quite a few shots where, as he was going on to make 61 runs, he was pulling his bottom hand off the bat. It's thought that his thumb might be broken.
Yeah, his thumb's not good. He's in quite a lot of pain, and he may not be able to feel tomorrow. We'll just wait and see how he is in the morning. But he battled through really well, and it was about sort of creating a partnership. And even if he couldn't play, you know, as expansively as maybe he liked in front of square, he managed to keep the scoreboard moving. And if it was a little bit more deflections and stuff, that worked for him. And in combination with Keats, I think they put together a real crucial partnership.
Partnerships today, I think Keaton and Usman Arshad put on 106 at Sussex 3 years ago in the final match of the season. 156 today. Arshad got a career best 84. Keaton's on a career best 185, which is also the best score by a Durham player against Yorkshire. Beats Michael DiVenuto's by one run from 2008.
Well, some good stats there. Keaton and Usman have batted well together before, as you say. Maybe they just enjoy being at the crease with each other, so that's good, and long may that continue. Usman was excellent, I thought, today. As I said, the first partnership between Keaton and Paul really made Yorkshire realise that there was still a game on, and then Keaton and Usman managed to put us into a position where we can start to think about winning as well.
To coin a phrase, you've Yorkshired Yorkshire, haven't you? You've done to them what they often do to you.
Possibly, yeah. I suppose we've had trouble getting the sort of 7-8 out before. Bresnan and Rashid have got runs against us coming in their 8 spot. But we had quite a big first innings deficit at Birmingham earlier in the year. We managed to force a win from that position, which was, you know, credit to the guys down there. And as I say, we've put ourselves in a position where we're going to have a chance maybe to win the game tomorrow.
Yeah, 301 leads, excellent considering where you were this morning. And I think if I'd offered you that today, you would have snapped my hand off.
If you'd offered me that, I would definitely have taken it, particularly with 2 wickets still to go. And we'll see if we can build on it a little bit in the morning.